welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, as you get older, you start seeing things through a different prism. And so as I am a couple of years away from 70 years old, I still don't believe that, but it is true. I start looking at things and even things that I'm reading that pop into my mind that I think are really interesting discussions. And so when I was moving around through things to talk about today, I was on the Huffington Post, and this article really caught my curiosity, and it's actually a woman who moved back home with her mom and dad at the age of 45, and she, you know, had her own home, and she was with a guy, and things didn't work out, and so she decided to sell her home and move back home with her mom and dad, and she didn't expect to be there for an extended period of time. She thought she'd just go back and it'd be a short respite, and she would get back out on her own and kind of do her own thing. But she found something there that really led her to realize, you know, there's so many different stages of our lives, and you oftentimes forget when your parents, you know, when you get away from your parents and you get out on your own, and you think there's no way I can go back to my parents because I'm an adult, and how are people going to look at me if I move back in with my parents? So here's a little bit about the story. Early in the pandemic, lots of young adults returned home to live with their parents. However, my story is a little different. I returned home at the age of 45, and I've been here for 6.5 years. Before the move, I was living in my own home in another state, a two-day drive away when my 19-year relationship ended. While I had a social network, I lived in a small town that suddenly felt very lonely. I had moved there to be with him, and now it felt as though I was in the wrong place. Grief also has a way of clarifying what's important, and I had nephews who were growing quickly and parents who weren't getting any younger. So I made the decision to sell my house and furniture and move back in with mom and dad. The situation was intended to be short term, just until I found a job and another place to live, but I ended up as an adjunct teacher part-time, and my short-term solution grew into a long-term gift. My younger sister also moved home 2.5 years ago when she was 45 because she wanted to be closer to mom and dad. Her plan was also to move out eventually, but then the pandemic happened and she stayed as well. So right now, my mom, dad, sister, myself, 4 dogs, 1 cat are choosing to stick together, and it works. So, is there something wrong with this picture? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Society will say that at 45 years old, you should be out on your own. And a lot of times we knuckle under to what society says, not ever giving this thought that if this works for this family, then what's wrong with it? You know, why should any of us make judgments? Maybe it wouldn't work for you. But in this instance, it's working well for this family. Now, some will say, well, you're a failure if you go back home. And I know during my time as a young person, yeah, you were kind of looked at as a failure if you had to go back home. Did I ever go back home? Yeah, I think I went back home. I moved out when I was 18, but I had a job that could sustain me at that time. And the fact that I was from a family of 13, it was required of us that you are not going to be staying here because there were so many of us. And so my dad clearly, you know, it made us to understand when you turned 18, if you're not going to college or something like that, then you can get a job that will pay you well and you can live on your own. I went back home, I think, at about 20 years old. Left at 18, went back home at 20, and stayed about 6 months and never went back. But that doesn't mean that anybody who has gone back home, because part of this situation is helping. This young woman and her sister, 150, 145, in the latter years of their parents' lives, are helping their parents in more ways than one, and it works for them. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that situation, but society will say that anybody who does that is weak. Here's a little bit more. My parents are kind, generous, and funny people, but living with them again in midlife has been an exercise in patience and humor. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
David from Mequon's calling in.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl. I couldn't agree with you more on this topic. I wholeheartedly believe that families that do this, it shows that they have an open heart. They're willing to do what they can. And like you said, if it works, it works. I know for a fact, and you know this in conversations with you, I do whatever I can to help out my dad, my mother-in-law. And, you know, if you want to move in, more than welcome to move in, because at the end of the day, when I was a kid, my grandparents actually, a couple of them actually lived in their latter years, not in the age that you're talking about. But the point being, they lived together, and that was done to cut down on expenses and what have you. And there's something to be said, you know, where family members, if they can help out, terrific. And again, to your point, if it works for them, I mean, who cares? I mean, what other people think at that point.
Well, you know, we live in a society that is judgmental. And there are people who say, well, okay, you're a failure. You went back home. And and it's a blessing if you can go back home and it works for everybody. You know, there are different societies that it works better for. If you know, and we're not all the same. And so right. There are societies where you can look at the Hispanic society, and they live generationally
they do.
Together.
To your point, so across the street from me, we have a family from Vietnam. They want to say, like, 3 or 4 generations in the same house. I mean, it's a very busy house, but they're happy. You know, the grandkids are there, and you know whatever, and they made it work, and it's nice to see, because you know. I personally feel that family is the rock of for people to get ahead in life as well. And assuming that, you know, again, if things work out, that it's a good thing, because you can learn a lot from it. That you can't learn from school or whatever. There's something to be said for memories and other things, and you can pass along. When that person does pass along, as you know, we all go in the ground eventually. that you'll be able to, what you have is your pride. When you're gone, that is what you have left. And so that's what I would, you know, add to the conversation in regards to that.
Dave, 100% correct. Anybody who, and it's easy to be judgmental, but you know, you it works in a couple different ways. The elders, as we age and get to a point where, you know, we need to have others who love us around us, as opposed to people being in nursing homes. They get to stay home longer because they have their loved ones there with them. So serves a couple different purposes, and I don't think that anybody is a failure who comes at it or comes home with the right perspective, you know, mm-hmm. not expecting something from their parents, but there to be useful and to make life even better for their parents in their elder stages. Got to go to break, man. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be back, 844-967-2789. What do you say?